Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 467. 9 years ago today. What? Two in a week? What? Back to back? Who is this guy? Hey, I got something to share it. I'm going to share it. Might not be for a month, might be next week. And it was like a stack of sticky notes. I was like, that could be a podcast already. And then it hit me. Oh. This week's Thanksgiving, which I don't celebrate. What happened 9 years ago on that date? It's like, that was the start of the podcast. Spent a Thanksgiving alone and I felt great. I had peace and I had quiet. And I was like, hey, I know how I got here. I know what I did. I woke up Friday morning. I said, I'm going to start a podcast. That Monday I trained Sir Hardwick. I said, hey, Chris, I want to make a podcast. He said, okay, let me know when you're ready. And the rest is history. So I keep, you know, saying all the time, come to my well by the water. So I dig my life. I dig my experience, one, because it's different. But I'm having these really, really cool moments, these really, really cool experiences. And maybe they sound little to other people, but to me, they're huge. And I'm like, this is what I'm talking about. I had a pretty black and white life for 50 years that I remember exactly what it was like and how I felt. 50 to 58 is different and way better. Always changing, improving, I'm evolving. But it has not been fun, easy, comfortable, or expected. But that was part of the lesson, part of what I had to learn. But to get here. And I was like, and it was just this cool feeling where I had like 9 years ago, I had this thought. And here I am 9 years later, 467 episodes. And I'm like, yeah, I did that. So it's like, it was totally like a feel good, you know, vibe. And I'm like, this is what I want to share. And again, it's a tough time of year. It just is. If you're not around the table with certain people eating certain food, you know, it's this thing and, you know, the pressure, traveling and money and finances and gifts and, you know, are you invited and are you with people? And then again, it's like, all right, some people are going to get really tested in the next month and a half. And I'm like, or you could do what I did and not have any of that stuff affect your path, your walk at all. Thank you, thank you, thank you for those that are listening. Every once in a while I go, hey, Nico, I go, what are the numbers like? And, you know, he sends me the little numbers of how many people have downloaded per day and week and last few episodes. And I'm like, you know, it's not a ton of people, but it's a consistent number of people that listen. I'm like, you know, I got like this following and it just felt good. And I'm like, it's solid. Like, I'm proud of it. And I'm like, and here's another one. I hope something resonates with you. If you're struggling a little bit this time of year, I hope something I share, you know, helps you or you can apply it, you know, to your path. And it's kind of that perfect challenge that intrigues you and you kind of deem yourself worthy and you head in that direction. And you know, that's all I'm hoping for. That's all I'm wishing for. But if there's anyone looking for, you know, online help, you know, again, I've said it before, I'm the best I've ever been and my clients are the best they've ever been. And I would love to chat with anybody. So, you know, shoot me a message online or email me proupodcast@gmail.com. And we'd love to chat with you. And, you know, we can talk about anything for free. You know, there's not a cost to everything. I'm not the money hungry guy. So, just reach out if you have any questions, comments, or anything you want to share at all. But thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening and enjoy. Hello. Well, I think most of my listeners will be quite shocked. I am posting another, uploading another episode of Pro U Podcast. Back to back. 1 week's time. But that was the cool feeling. Like I said last time, like when I have something to say, I'm going to record. and I had a pretty good stack of sticky notes happening. And again, I love the fact that I'm kind of really not aware of like what day it is, you know, don't care really month, date, any of that. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I forgot it was like, you know, Sunday or Monday. And I went, oh, this week is Thanksgiving. Like I didn't really kind of, you know, I wasn't aware of it, you know. And then I just didn't think about anything. And then I think it was yesterday morning. I was like, you know, I could probably come up with a podcast to come out. And then I thought, oh, I could have it come out on Thursday. And then I went to Thursday's Thanksgiving. And it wasn't like, oh, I'm going to, you know, promote that, celebrate that. I want to put out a podcast because of that day. I don't do Thanksgiving anymore. But I was like, but do you know what happened 9 years ago on this day? It's like, that's when I decided to do the podcast. 9 years ago, I woke up. It was Thanksgiving. I was going to be alone. And I actually trained Hardwick. I had this really, really good session. And I just had like this good day going. And then I trained, I had a conversation with a friend that night. And, you know, she kind of was having a funky day and ended up helping her. And then I got done with the day and I go, I'm thankful all the time. Like I was like, you know, and this is again, we're talking 9 years ago, pre-Zen. And I was like, that's what I work on. Like, I'm thankful every day for something. Like, that's something that I mentally, manually work on. You know what I mean? Like, I really put time and energy into that specifically. And I'm like, so this day rolls around, and what? I gotta, you know, it's like, no. You need to be around this table with these people eating this type of food, or there's probably something really wrong with you or your life. And it was that kind of a stigma. But that was the day when I was like, it just burst. Like, that's when the human construct just burst. And I didn't really even look that much into how bad the white men treated the American Indians, Native Americans. Just, you know, and then just dug deeper, found out more stuff, dug deeper. I'm like, okay, it was a horrible, horrible event when the white people came. So, not going to celebrate that day with a lie. That's how I feel. Come to my well, by the water I sell. So, I was like, but it's still kind of a, you know, it just like this whole thing is like, I just remember. Like, I remember getting through that day and feeling good. And I'm like, it didn't matter who I was with. I was alone, you know, except for a client and on the phone with a friend. I said, it didn't matter if I was around a table eating certain food. Like, I just was like, okay, that, it just doesn't matter anymore. Because it's not like I was bumming out and crying every Thanksgiving prior to that. You know, if I wasn't, it was just like, but there's, you get that feeling, you know, it's the same thing with other holidays. You should be around family and you should be around a table and you should say, well, what if you don't have a family? You know, what if, you know, you're an orphan? What if your parents were really bad? You know, what if, you know, whatever the reason was that you were alone, it's like, well, here's a horrible time of year you have to go through. So that's what I just remember. And I woke up Friday morning. And I went, I'm going to do the podcast. Like, I don't know how long it had been in my head. Like, I'd been thinking about it or whatever. And then that following Monday, I was going to, like, you know, wait, you know, 2 weeks, get some stuff clear in your head before you approach Chris. And I just did it Monday. I trained him and I said, hey, this is what happened. You know, I trained you on blah, blah, blah. And I woke up Friday and I'm like, and he's like, okay, let me know when you're ready. And, you know, I had no clue, you know, didn't have equipment, didn't know how to record, didn't know the idea, the premise, plan, nothing at all. So it took me till in that following year in February when it officially came out. So, you know, we're coming up on 9 years this February, but it was the Thanksgiving day alone that went so well that just was like, again, at that night, I was like, I had a good day and this is why. And that's how I fell asleep. I woke up Friday morning. I was like, I'm doing a podcast. Here's my message. Be thankful. Wow. It's like, I got here going, yeah, I don't need Thanksgiving. I don't need people around the table. I don't need those people. It's like, damn, like I impressed myself. And I stayed mindful of that. Like, I was like, okay, here's what you do. If you're bumming out, if you're feeling bad, get thankful. You know, do a gratitude list. Okay, if you're, you know, you're struggling, just try to go back to that thing and, you know, be mindful, be mindful. That was it. It was be thankful and be mindful. I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Here's my message. And, you know, obviously the podcast has, you know, changed a little bit at times. But, you know, now I sit back and I'm like, yeah, that has never changed. You know, I don't know that I spoke about it in the beginning because it was kind of more of a fitness, you know, type podcast talking about, you know, working out and, you know, all the kinds of, you know, fitness stuff, but not really wellness. And I think I completely shifted it to wellness and then mental wellness, my own mental wellness, and then, you know, my own, you know, verbal personal journal that I decided to, you know, be open about and transparent and share. 98.8% of everything in my life. So I was like, okay, cool. I was like, I got, you know, because I remember that a week ago, I was like, wow, I haven't done a podcast in a while. And I kind of felt a little like maybe rusty was a good word to use. But I was like excited. I was like, cool. I had something to say. And now I'm like, oh, but I'm going to title it 9 years ago today because that's when, you know, the premise happened. And this is, and the second thing was, it is, it's just a tough time of year. I'm fine. I'm good. I'll get into this. I mentioned it. It's Groundhog's Day to me, and I'm totally fine with that. Every day is the same to me, and I'm totally fine with that. And that, you know, would have been really hard. And, you know, if anything seemed familiar like that in the past, it was really hard. It was really challenging. You know, I needed a distraction. I needed variety. I needed... let's not go down that rabbit hole, who I was and where I was. But and this is like actually right the sticky note I wrote. I go, 9 years ago today, I began PYP because I was alone and I was peaceful on Thanksgiving. And it was just like this significant thing. Like if I could do that, and I was like, well, I knew how I got there. You know, it was probably a year and a half of depression. And that was right about, you know, that point. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, I'm actually healing quite fast. I'm feeling better. You know, I kind of got this impulse, this urge to share. And, you know, I did the Sunday morning message via email in the past. And I was like, well, let's take this next technological step and do a podcast. And so again, now we're episode 467, and I love it. You know, this is what I'm enjoying now. It's kind of like I'm, you know, looking back. I'm like, oh, I remember having that thought. I remember thinking that. You know, I had no clue that it was going to take. Okay, it's you know, Thanksgiving. You know, November, December, January. You know, it took 2 months. Well, that's not even that bad, really. But you know, that's I had no clue. You know, when I said, Chris, can I do this? He said, yep. I'm like, okay, I got to figure it out. And Matt Myra is the one who helped me out a lot with that back in the Dizzy. But like I said, it was just this wonderful, warm blanket memory wrapped around me going, oh, you can share this. And again, I knew it wasn't going to be, oh, I want to have something go out on Thanksgiving. And I definitely want something to go out a week later from the last one. Like, none of that, none of that, none of that. It's like, I have something to share. And then it kind of like really kind of blossomed when I had that thought and that image, you know, like I was reminded, you know, like this is, and it was like, and again, it was this wonderful feeling of, oh, where I was, how I felt, you know, a year and a half of depression, every Sunday not leaving the couch to go, okay, fast forward 9 years and you're like, oh, yeah. Rocking it, you know, the best version of you that's ever existed. But how did you get here? Gratitude, being thankful, you know, and I'll talk about that again. You know, it's just, you know, you listen to 100 of my episodes, you go, okay, the one thing he really mentions a lot is being thankful. And I'm, you know, glad. It's not, I'm not the first dude to talk about the power of gratitude. That's for sure. I didn't invent it. I'll copy it and yield the fruits of that labor any day of the week. So, where are we? Okay, so here's the big question. And again, I had a conversation with a lady at the bank. Within 30 seconds, we were into this deep conversation because the guy was having a problem at the, you know, one of the people, the attendants was helping, you know, and he was just really occupied. So this lady comes from kind of a back office and goes, you know, come over here, I'll help you. And, you know, it was like this moment where I'm like, well, I could just feel the tension. And she was like, yeah, you know, we're telling them, like, here's the facts. We're not trying to, you know, do something bad to you. It's just like something got funky with a wire transfer and he couldn't. And he's like, okay, but what happened? So she's just like, look, all we're telling him, like, this is what happened. But he keeps coming back and he's kind of causing in this disturbance. And I was like, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm like, the way I go, I kind of understand that. You know, it's like this complete uncertainty. So you, that fear and that uncomfortableness, it just kind of starts going, well, I need to, okay, so it's your fault and you need to figure it out. You, someone, why is it happening to me? And this is, how could you do it? Just like this, like you start tainting it as this thing that people kind of planned. And they're like, you know what? Here comes a guy walking in the bank. Let's ruin his day. All right, let's make this up quick. Let's go. Nothing works for him. We're not going to help him. Let's see how mad we can, you know, make him. But again, it wasn't like I was judging him, but I got it. And I said to this woman, I go, you know what it is, though? I said, and this was a Mosher line. It's like, there's very few people that would be willing to go to the level of discomfort that it takes to really stop, reflect, and look at you and ask why. Question yourself. Look at yourself. Because, and it was so funny because this woman at the bank, she's really lying. She's nodding. She's like, yep. And then she says something. I'm like, yeah, exactly. And I'm like, and I go, but now where I am, I didn't say this to her, but now where I am, I go, I just make it, you know, I just see it as a choice because I was like that. I was pretty reactive. You know, like, why is this happening to me? I have anger problems and you're not going to take advantage of me. And it's like, yeah, they're not really doing that. This thing happened and sometimes bad things happen, uncomfortable things happen, unplanned things happen, unexpected things happen. And that can be frustrating. But again, that next step, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? You know, and again, I walked out of the bank and I wasn't like, oh, I had to wait in line and there was this problem. And then I just walked out and I was like, dude, I had like the most amazing 3-minute conversation with this woman that I've never even really, I don't even think said hi to at the bank. Because again, she works in like this kind of office part. And, you know, she just came out to help because, you know, she knew the teller was, the line was clogged with a big old mess. And now I'm getting way off mark here, taking a tangent. But what's really cool, and one of the titles I keep throwing on, is just my awareness of myself and observing myself. And I shared the last podcast about, I have a thought about a client I hadn't thought about, spoken to in forever, and later that same day she reaches out to me and I'm like, and then we have this amazing conversation. It's amazing news she shares. I have this amazing conversation, this amazing moment. I get done. I'm like, I love that that stuff happens. And then again, I'm in a bank. How many people walk out and go, dude, I had the best conversation with this woman at the bank. Or I had this, you know, I had a great conversation with the woman that sold me my last phone. You know, we got off like phones, like, wow, this is one of the best conversations I've ever had before. And she's like, you know, she kind of felt the same. And I'm like, I'm enjoying my experience. Not because like, okay, you don't have this and this and this and be okay with less. No, what I have is plenty. Like, I am completely thankful for what I have. It's like I feel spoiled, You know, I feel like I have too much. I feel like I'm too blessed. So I kind of stay in that. I'm always appreciative. But then I have these moments. And when I'm talking to people or sharing it, I go, you know, like a client who's known me, I go, look, I start sharing about, you know, this moment happened, that moment happened, these moments have happened. I go, I didn't have those for 48 years, 50 years. And then all of a sudden I started sitting with two coyotes with a dog. How many times have you heard a person tell you that story? And that's not the first coyote, one and only story, coyote story I have. I have more coyote stories. That was definitely the best one. But I'm like, I started having these just amazing, car horn. I started having these amazing moments. Now, whether I'm just more focused on them and I'm flaming that fire and I'm blowing it up, I don't care. I'm not sitting here going, okay, whatever happens today, pretend it feels amazing. You know, okay, that thing is kind of cool, so just, you know, write that down as amazing and then feel that. No, I'm not. I share when I feel bad. I share when I feel good. I really can't manipulate that, and I don't really sway from that. I'm like, what can I share? Here's my experience. Boom. That's easy. I can't make stuff up to sound cool. I'm not that talented. So, again, what I'm selling to my clients, what I'm selling on the podcast, what I'm selling on social media. Here's my experience from 50. Again, here's another note I'm getting in, out of place. But I changed the most from 50 to 58. That's when I changed the most in my life. And that's the last 8 years, 8.5 years. And I had to go through a lot of uncomfortable stuff. Looking at myself, wondering what's going on, asking myself why, questioning myself why. And now I'm bringing it back around to my sticky note. You ask why enough times, and it's like you break down this wall. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I couldn't see because that wall was up. Now that I can see everything now. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay, got it. Now, I got better and better and better. Just, you know, again, I didn't make this up. Little things done consistently. All these little things I'm pretty good at repetition. And if they start making me feel good or feel stronger or gain clarity or whatever, shift my perspective, I'm like, cool, I'll keep doing that. And that's kind of where I started out. Hey, do that solid day. Here's the things that you do. If you do them, they serve you. You put your time and energy in it. Into these things, and you know, you're gonna reap the fruits of that labor. And I'm like, okay, cool. I don't need a calculus formula. 2 + 2 = 4. Okay, I'm good. Do this and this and this, feel better. But do that and feel better. If you just stick to that model, that gets better in 3 months, in 6 months, in a year. And then that version of you gets better. So now you're not an 8, you're an 8.6. Well, now you have better clarity. You're making better choices, you see. So again, to me, it's like that whole, you're raising that vibration. You are elevating yourself because you get above the shit. You know, you get above the yuck. You get above the negative. You get above the, oh, here's the bad. Yep, I get it. You know, focus on the donut, focus on the hole. I use that all the time now because it just, but have a short conversation with someone and I'm kind of going that area. I'm like, focus on the donut, focus on the hole, up to you, your choice. And then I can just scoot out the conversation. But it's just so clear. You can't go, I want a donut, but I don't want the hole. Like, I want to have a life, but I don't want to suffer. You don't get that. Oh. What do you do? Well, you just focus on the donut. Oh, cool. It's got a hole, but oh, I like the donut part. Yay, you won. Life. Yeah, there's suffering, but man, I have this, I have that. I'm thankful. I got shelter. I got food. I got four limbs. I have water. I haven't missed a meal in ever. You know, like, you know, that's the definition of gratitude, is when what you have is enough. And it is. Because again, it just seems like someone that can afford one supercar has 20. If someone can afford a big, huge mansion, they have 5. Do they need those? No, I'm not ripping them. I mean, I like those dudes with the badass garages full of 20 great-looking cars. I mean, I think that's amazing. You know, again, I'm into cars, but it's like, if I had that much money, would I have a big warehouse that, you know, because then you got to have people cleaning the floors and the walls and the cars and tuning them and driving them. And, you know, you need a team. And I'm like, yeah, I just have no. you know, there's just no way I would do that if I had like a ton of money. But the shift happens and you just start looking at, well, do I need that acceptance from my father? No, I don't need it. It was, you know, I'd like it. It'd be dope. Tried hard. So, okay, but you're 51. What do you say? You just stop putting energy into that stone and try to cultivate the water that lies within you. Hey, brand new, something different. Asking myself why something broke down. Oh, yeah, you got to be married. You got to be with a girl. I had a, you know, girlfriend for a long time or I was married. One marriage was for a minute. One marriage was longer. And I'm like, okay, well, do you need to pursue that? You know, not like don't have a friend, don't have a relationship, but like, do you need to, again, that construct, do you need to like, well, you need to be married or you obviously are broke. There's something wrong with you. And, you know, I got to a place and I'm like, yeah, why would that? Again, I felt that way. I'm like, God, if you're alone, that's sad. If you're eating alone, that's sad. If you're going to a movie alone, you're that sad. If you're alone, you know, and you're older, that's sad. Just exactly how I felt probably my whole entire life because, you know, I was always around people and around family and around, you know, grandparents. And it's like, yeah, well, that's just how it was. Oh, that'd be sad if you're alone. And I'm like, well, no, because I never, ever felt like this before. I never had this quiet. I never had this peace of mind before. And I'm like, I never had that, or even around people, around family, around relatives. I never had this. And I'm like, okay. And I just said this the other day. This just popped into my head. I was talking to Scott. And I don't know, we got into something. And I was like, well, yeah. If you took away how my father treated me, would I be as strong as I am right now being alone? No. That quick I can answer that. Like I just get the correlation. How I dug out and from under and gained my strength along with a temper and then did all this work and it was all because there was this big, you know, void. There was this big hole. And you know, again, a bunch of people are gonna fill it one way and end up dying or not address it and, you know, go crazy or, you know, struggle their whole life to kind of get through it and deal with it and one step at a time. And maybe there's a little light at the end of the tunnel and they get lucky and they work through it and they get to the other side like I did. You know, so that's what, you know, like, again, like I'm just thankful. Like, I'm just listening to myself. I'm like, that's why I'm thankful. Like, the change from 50 to 58 was uncomfortable. Like, some of the most, you know, I just became aware of older versions of me in my past. And I had to address them. And I had to look at my temper. And I had to catch myself. And, you know, then telling people stories. And that same night going, dude, why are you telling people that? Like, you know, and then protecting the parking lot and hating people who litter and all this. I just am going to just feel all this stuff. And it's like, wow. Like just what I just said kind of bothered me a little bit. I'm like, yeah, I don't want any of that. I don't want to have a part of any of that. That's got nothing to do with me. I'm over here. Look at that. This is perfect. Finally, no tangents, right to the next sticky note. I kind of started saying, like, people say, how are you? And I'm like, consistently thankful. And I didn't mean it to be, you know, sarcastic or flippant or anything weird. It was just, if you asked, like, hey, how are you? Good. You know, people just kind of answer you, like, hey, what's up? Hi, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. You know, it's like this little just quick greeting thing. And if someone walks up, they're like, hey, how are you? How are you really doing? It's like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm having a good, you know, whatever. They share how they're really doing. I'm like, I just feel like I'm just consistently thankful. And it was like when people were like, you know, because I don't run into a lot of people. And a client was like, hey, how are you doing today? And I'm like, would pop into my head. But again, I didn't feel like always comfortable kind of saying it. And then one day, Moshe texts me and he says, how are you, Tom? And just it just came out. I went, the same. like in the most positive way, like I'm consistently the same. And that was kind of like the next kind of like leading to the next sticky note again. But ever since Zen's second knee surgery, like it was just, again, I had to get so uncomfortable to do that GoFundMe and put myself out there and be vulnerable. And, you know, it was just, again, it was not fun, comfortable, pleasant. But the rewards, again, one of the top three rewarding moments of my life. Now, here's the dope thing. I didn't go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. And have a party and go, not, you know, because in the way, 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 way past, other older versions of me would, something good would happen. I'd be all excited, like, okay, it's going to be good forever now. And then, you know, 2 days later, something happened, like, oh, you know, it's up way, way high and down low, low, low. And, you know, again, those peaks and valleys, because you're an emotional roller coaster, because you're tied to your emotions, not in control of your mind. So I was like, how cool is it? Is it like that? That would be my answer. How are you? And I would say to a friend the same. Like, you hear me talk all the time. I talk to you twice a week, three times a week. You know, when have I changed? Like, when have you heard a different demeanor, different tone, different anything, you know, in the recent? And then the beautiful moment of clarity for me is I'm like, this is sustainable. Because I'm not going, oh, my God, no more bad. Oh, anytime there's bad, I'm not going to have to suffer because I can just ask everybody for help and I'll be fine. No, I know bad is coming. I'm aware of that. But here's the thing. This is like the big nugget. I've had really bad and I've gotten through it all. And all of it has made me better. Ta-da. You do that 1,000 times, and at the end of that test, you don't go, oh, there's a trend. I get it. I'm going to use that information. You don't have a podcast and you're not me. I mean, it just becomes obvious after a certain point. Like, Tom, just randomly, three best moments, most rewarding moments, like what you really, you know, gained a lot, learned from, grew, you know, shifted your clarity, boom, sprained my ankle 2022, then got two knee surgeries in 2023, both of those. That's the top three. What? Again, I'm not saying they were wonderful, planned, expected. They were completely unplanned, unexpected. And again, my buzzer, Zen gets hurt and something's going to cost me a bunch of money. Those are probably my two buttons. So it's hitting that, you know, both. The only real two buttons I have, really. And it got hit twice. But again, I got enough from the first one to have this little shift. But the second one, like, was like, again, who, you know, I guess, you know, again, at the vet, they're like, well, it's kind of common, you know, like some dogs do experience a second knee surgery, you know, not that long after the first one, you know, that is kind of, you know, somewhat of a trend. And I could understand that. But, you know, the financial thing, but, you know, again, someone would have told me, hey, this is what 2023 is going to be like. I wouldn't have said, hey, in October, November, you're going to be on, you've attained the best level that you've ever attained, and now you understand how sustainable that is. I would be like, what? It's like, well, now you, again, I apply that, going, every hard thing, again, the last 8 years have been nothing but unexpected, alone. You know, then saying goodbye to this, goodbye to that. I'm not going to pursue that. I'm not going to have a relationship with them. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to do less. Okay, now I'm making less money. I'm going to, you know, just everything changed. Everything became different, and I slowly got better. So it didn't really matter. And I was like, okay, now it's like things are, you know, that line standing in a river. It's never one moment to the next where you're standing in the same river. So here I am, and I'm like, the external is all changing, all unfamiliar. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm better. So then it became, well, I'm better and that doesn't matter. Okay, focus on what you can control. Let go of what you can't. You know, it's all I've been saying lately. You know, so you just keep doing. And again, to me, if it's 2 + 2 = 4, cool, got it, done. I don't need to know why it's not 5, or let's chat about why it should be 3. It's 2 = 4, done. I'm running with it. So I'm like, okay, that worked. And I get these shifts. And, you know, like, again, you have this why debate long enough, and pretty soon you look at your life differently. Things that you've always looked at, you look at differently. Because you're different. And that's how I feel. It's when this dude walking his dog and we start talking. I've seen him a few times and he's like, well, how long have you lived here? And I said, it's been like 10 years. He goes, well, has neighborhood changed? And I said, yeah. And I kind of know him. And so I just said, I go, you know, but the biggest thing, I'm just different. I'm just, you know, a better version of me. So, you know, I enjoy it more. I like it more. You know, it's just, you know, and I think it has, you know, improved and quieted down. But to me, I just appreciate it more. And again, I know where that comes from. Again, what I've been talking about, gratitude. You know, I love my apartment. I felt that 3 days ago, and I told that to Scott 2 days ago. I was like, I walked into my apartment. I was like, dude, I love my apartment. And I'm like, okay, it's not that great in an apartment. I mean, it's a pretty large studio apartment, but I mean, anyone would go, oh my God, that's big. And it's like, you know, not that nice. The carpeting's old, you know, paint is old. And it's like, you know what I mean? There's nothing like, but it's like what's in it. That's what I felt. Again, don't in the hole. I walk in, I see what's on the walls. I see the things I made. And at this point, like, again, I'm real content. I like everything that's up. I like how it feels. I like the vibe. And, you know, I kind of go to the point where I'll buy a bunch of tea candles and batteries for my lights. And I tend to kind of do it more in the, you know, winter when it cools off. But, you know, now I got little tea candles lit everywhere. So, and my Christmas lights and the windows go on. And, you know, I have that stuff year round, but it kind of, again, I kind of do it more. So like in the day I walked in, I was like, oh, I love that. And then that night I was like, oh, I love it at night. Oh, I love this vibe. And I'm like, so I told Scott that, like, Scott's got this dope house. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't be like, you know, like no one at that level would go, oh yeah, that's, and I'm like, but I still, I go, yeah, but I just love it. And he understood it. He understands where I am. And he understood how I could sincerely feel that way in that moment. And again, it was kind of a shock. Cause it's like, oh, I just love it. And I was like, wow, I like, that was authentic. And again, observing myself. So now I had X noise, white noise, junk in my head for 50 years. So I know exactly what it was. Very familiar. Now you fast forward to now. And I'm like, all that's gone. And what fills it is, you know, what I've been talking about. I had this moment. I experienced this. I was aware of my thing. You know, now when something bad happens, I'm like, well, is it bad? I mean, you know, Zen had a second knee surgery. And did you ever go, oh, this is bad? No, you're like, it happened. You know, in April, the doctor said it could happen. And, you know, it did. And, okay, now what? You know, next indicated step, move forward. What are you going to do? And it's like, well, let me get uncomfortable and ask, you know, just da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, it's like, oh, I've learned that stuff. I just applied it. Oh, I just kind of took out a lot of the feeling and went, I'm like, so all of that combined makes it easier. It's like you just totally get out of your way. And I made this post the other day and I'm like, you know, if you're trying to answer these unanswerable questions, that's just weight that you're choosing to carry. Because sitting there going, oh my God, what's that? You know, what's tomorrow going to bring? What am I going to do in the future? You know, it's like that unanswerable question. You can't. It's not a bad thing. But it's like what it causes is that worry and that doubt and that fear. And I'm like, ta-da, there's the weight. Now you're walking around with worry, doubt, and fear. Tell me how that day goes when you're carrying around worry, doubt, and fear about tomorrow, next week, next year, if this thing's going to happen, what if it doesn't happen? You know, what if it does happen, but it goes bad? What if that person likes you, doesn't like you? What if they say yes? What if they say no? What if whatever? And again, easier stated, much, much, much harder to apply. But, you know, say this probably way too much. Come to my well, buy all the water I sell. I'm going to share my story. Take what resonates, leave the rest. You know, you can listen or not, but it's not like you can really have an opinion. you know, I don't believe you. It's like, well, I guess you can have that. But I'm like, look, I was this dude, same kind of experiences for 50 years. That's a pretty long time. It's pretty like, you know, test subject market, test whatever. Like, all right, it's a pretty good amount of time to go, okay, I've collected the data. And I'm like 50 to 58, completely different. Would I have picked any of it? Probably not. If you went back 20, 30 years and said, oh, at 58, this is your life, I'd be like, what? And then they said, well, but you're the best you've ever been. I'd be like, well, okay. And I've always said this. If you saw a video of you in a year, 5 years, 10 years, and you could just tell within, you know, 10 seconds that you were the best version of you, you wouldn't care how you got there. And you wouldn't care what you were doing. Again, I had this photo of me walking on the beach, and it was a modeling picture, and I went to the beach to get that shot. And I remember, like, loving that picture. But then I remember, like, well, why? It was like a goal. It was like, well, that's what I want to end up being. I'm like, why? Well, it looks like a fit guy, you know, walking on the beach. Like, that's where he lives. That's his life. He's, you know, it was just this, what it represented. But I'm like, yeah, you're not any of that. You have chaos in your mind. You know, you still have just all this noise. And, you know, you wouldn't walk on the beach to be peaceful because you're not peaceful. You wouldn't even enjoy that walk. And, you know, on the outside, it's like you can just, I can see exactly what everyone else would see. You know, but no one sees inside of you. And I see right inside of you. Like, I just look right through that outside, right into the inside. And I was like, you're just a poser. You know, what that, and again, I kept that picture. Because I liked the picture. I liked what it represented. But as I got older, I was like, yeah, but that's not you. That's not who you are. You realize how far you are from that. But again, like I said, then it kind of became a goal. And I'm like, yeah, then I kind of ended up in my 50s walking the beach with a dog and finding more peace. And, you know, now I don't go to the beach as much because Zen's older and he's had two knee surgeries. But I'm like, I walk around the neighborhood like that. I'm that guy. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm at a beach or not. I'm walking around with a dog in Hollywood without a leash, without a collar. I'm barefoot. And we're just walking around. I don't care about nothing. Don't care about anybody or, you know, not looking for friends, conversations. I'm not thinking about yesterday. I'm not thinking about today. I'm like, dude, that's the biggest win of my life. And I'm well aware of it, that I'm in it. And it's going, that's what I wanted. That's what I got. That's what I won. It's like, that's my reward. I'm going to enjoy this. Not, well, I got to keep working harder so I can what? You got it. You did it. Keep doing that. Again, what I'm doing right now is sustainable. How I got here, I know exactly how I did it. That's sustainable. How I have felt since Zen's knee surgery was not, oh, good news. I expect good news because that's why I feel, no. Knee surgery, second one for your dog in 5 months is not good news. But is it bad? Unexpected, unfamiliar, challenging, yes. Bad. And again, it's just not anymore. So if that's how I'm going through the days, going, well, is that bad? It's like, no. Like, what was the last podcast? Oh, that was unexpected. That's not what I planned. Why didn't that thing happen? I really wanted that thing. Good. All right, now I know. There's data. I'm going to move forward with that data. Good, now I know. Okay, cool. I'll probably learn something. I'll probably grow from this. Again, I'm not like, oh, I'm cocky about it, and I'm like, come on, life, challenge me. I'm not that. It's just that now I don't feel like I'm going to have that fear, doubt, worry, panic. And I had those all, you know, for a very, very long time. They're very, very familiar friends to me. So again, walking, you know, my path, not feeling any of that, shh. So again, speaking about magical moments, a client who had taken a break And let's say 6 months ago, maybe something like that, roughly. Really great relationship with his father. His father passes away. And the next thing that's going to happen in his life is his only son is going to go away to college. So this man is just completely hit with a sense of loss, deep, deep loss. And it affected him, and it put him in a not-so-great place, and he gained weight. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen when life does that. I mean, again, I don't judge anybody in that moment of life punching you and going, oh, that hurt. My shoulder's sore. You know, I got kicked in the groin by life. I'm going to fall down on my knees and cry for a moment. Yeah, I get it. You got to do that. Second moment. And I don't know how long that is. That's a very individual thing. But there's a next phase, a next level where you start going, okay, I'm going to choose, again, to focus on the whole, focused on the bad. I woke up like a 6 and I'm going to be a 4 by the end of the day. Or you get up going, okay, that wasn't in my control what happened. What's going to happen soon is not in my control. So I'm going to let those things go. Not like I'm not caring about them. I can't not care about those things. But what I can do is I can flame different fires. I can place my time and my energy into things that serve me, things that I control. And my client called me, texted me, said, hey, can we start training again? And that was the moment. He was like, okay, did that, bummed out, grieved, felt loss, felt uncertainty, did all that, ate for comfort, and yeah, this is not how I want to continue to be. So I think it's been 3 months-ish, 4 months, something like that. The time isn't that important. But he's lost like 40 pounds. And just everything about him, it was just this, you know, the phoenix rising. Just like every week he was getting better. You could just see it. Get the exercises down, get the workout down, adding more reps, feeling better, focusing on the right things. I'd ask him questions. He'd have the right answers. You know, and he would say this line more than I would actually say it or I've ever said it, but he goes, I'm just remembering the why. And how many times did I mention the why now? Why? And it wasn't, you know, why am I doing that bad or why? It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I going to get up, move, go for walks, do mobility exercises, meet with Tom once a week, watch what I eat, count my calories? Why? Because I want to enjoy life. I want to be around for my son. Oh, yeah, he's coming back for Thanksgiving. So here's a little goal. So the week before, his son comes back, says, hey, next Monday, can we both meet with my son? And what's, you know, cool is this is the Morrison family. And they feel like family. And they are actually on their own podcast. I don't mind mentioning their name. You can listen to a whole podcast episode where I talk to Chris and Mandy, the mother and father. And they just have two wonderful children, Ben and Mary. And during COVID, I started kind of once a week just running the whole family through like a half an hour workout. It was just super cool. And I don't think the kids had ever done a whole lot of, you know, fitness kind of stuff before. And they just, you know, great kids, went along with it, did it. Then you fast forward and, you know, Chris comes back as a client. He took a break, you know, so it's been, a couple years, maybe something like that. And so the first time I see, you know, little Mary, she's not this little girl anymore. She's like this young woman. I'm like, wow. And didn't, you know, was just hearing that, you know, Ben was at college, you know, doing good and coming back. And I could just see how excited his dad was. So Chris says to me, he goes, hey, next week can, you know, Ben and I sit down and chat with you? And I said, oh, I would love that. You know, that would be great. So next Monday rolls around. I sit down and they come online and they're like ready to work out. I'm like, oh, I was like, you guys should do the, you know, your new, I had just given Chris a new workout. I'm like, you should do a new workout with Ben when he comes home. So they're like ready to work out together. I said, okay, cool. Kind of like the old days. I said, let's work out. And the first thing I noticed is Ben. He's like doubled the size he was. Like everything's just that much bigger on him, but in the positive way. Like you could tell that from 2 years ago, he kept working out, doing the right things because he looked great. And, you know, he's in a band. He's doing well. He's got friends. He works out with friends. He's just doing really, really good. So it was just the joy. They worked out in the living room and it had Christmas lights and it was just like this cool kind of Christmassy vibe. And here I was training this father and his son. And it was just fun for me. It was just great and they looked good and it was cool. And then we get done and I said, okay, this is, you know, I'm saying it in front of both of them, but I'm kind of going, you know, Ben, I just wanted to point something out to you. I said, I'm quite positive you recognize the different father you came home to versus the father you left whenever you left for school a few months ago. And I said, you know, life is going to hit you and it will be unplanned and it will be unexpected and it will affect you in ways that are completely unfamiliar and test who you are. And I said, and that's life. And I said, but that's phase one, step one. I said, step two is now on you. What are you going to do? I said, so when your father lost his father and the next, you know, kind of news was coming up soon, you were going to leave for the first time ever. That hit your father hard. Both of those events, like the hugest, like sense of loss. Father and son taken away. And I mean, gone, you know, like, just that emptiness. You know, I can't call my father and I can't walk into my son's bedroom. And I'm like, okay, you got it. You know, and I posted this online going, yep, I got it. You wake up going, I'm a 6 out of 10. Got it. Yep. Now, what are you going to do? And I said, your dad hit a point going, okay, I'm going to not do that anymore. I'm going to change. I'm going to do it differently and I'm going to get better. And I'm going to find a why. You know, Sisyphus. We get up in the morning, we're like, oh, I got to push this stone up all the way up the hill again. Yep. Get up to the top. What do you got to do? I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. I'm going to push that stone up that hill again. You got to have a why. You have to have a why. It's not easy. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, how great is it that you get to watch your dad, you know, you left him, you know, version A, and you came back and you get to experience this father. Again, that's what you'd want. You wouldn't go, oh, he's still bummed, he's still hurt, he's still gaining weight. I mean, how? What a bummer to come back and just, you know, who would want that for their father? And I just got done and it was just like the heart was filled. And then another cloud passed, which they often do. And it was like, that's what it could have been like for you and your father. Like going like, oh, hey, look at that. Chris got along with his father. Chris got along with his son. His son and him are like best friends. Now they're working out together because Ben's home from college and they're like just best friend buddies. I'm like, oh. And then it was just awesome. Because I wasn't, again, clouds passing. And the next cloud was kind of shoved in. And I've said this a few times, but I've repeated it a million times. I was watching the show Intervention way, way, way back in the day. And they would get in a group session and they would share. Like, AA, you have time to share. And like in AA, when you share, no one interrupts you. No one says, all right, that's wrong. Stop. You know, you're done. No one. You just go on forever just bitching about whatever. No one even interrupts you. Like, all right, your time, go. So, and I don't know how this, you know, the show was set up when you got into, but it was typically you got to share. And there was this young dude, and he was like a billionaire grandchild of a billionaire grandfather, but his father was not in his life. He was just absentee, just busy working, and his grandfather was chilling because he made all the money, and he would dote on his grandson, Well, his grandson was having a doting grandfather and just all the money in the world. At like 23, was a wreck, had arthritis. His arm was all burnt up, was in a sling when he came in to rehab. And he was just a mess. So he's sitting in group. They all gather, you know, they all sit down. They're like, okay, who wants to share? And he gets to be his turn. He's like, you know, I just wanted a father that could da, da, da. And this advisor, counselor just interrupts him. Which again, you're like, you don't really have, doesn't happen that often. He goes, you didn't get that. Just cut him off. Like, you can sit there and just gnaw on that bone. Here's the father I wanted and didn't get. That's just, you know, you can just gnaw on that bone, and that's a choice, and you can do it the rest of your life. Okay, go ahead. Rock that out. Let me know how it feels after 30 years. Or you didn't get that. And that's, again, where I am. I've got this, you know, I've been working on a bunch of stuff. And when I'm watching, observing myself, I'm kind of not really emotionally involved. So I was like, oh, I felt all that love and joy at that moment. And then this cloud came in going, man, what would it have been like to have a dad like that? And then it was like, you know, another cloud come up. Okay, I'm going to, you know, like those games where you push one thing towards the goal and then another one on the other team throws something and knocks yours out of there. It's like that cloud kicked out by the other one. Go, yeah, you didn't get that. And I welcomed that. I welcomed the first one because it was like, yeah, what would that have been like? Like to have this relationship with my father and be like best friends and, you know, just do these great things together and, you know, whatever. I think, yeah, yep. How long you want to gnaw on that bone? Well, here I am, 58, and I'm wondering what it would have been like to have a father. Like, what's that going to give me? But I didn't have to think, like, okay, don't think. Oh, why are you? Here you go. It was nothing. It was like I had this wonderful feeling after the workout, and that never left. A cloud passed. Oh, that's what it maybe could have been like. And they're like, yeah, you didn't get that. It's like, yeah, but you're the best you've ever been now. And that was 60 seconds for that entire process to happen. So there's no dwelling and, oh, I've got stuck or, oh, it's like, no, I get it. I'm going to feel stuff. I'm glad I feel stuff. If I didn't feel, I wouldn't have felt the love and the joy of that moment. And they had this dog. It's like, I think, too, Angus. It's like the little Boston, is it called a Boston Terrier? Scottish Terrier. But they're normally black. Well, this one's all white. And it's just like, I had him doing push-ups, and his name's Angus, and he would run under him. And I'm like, that's what it's like. You got to deal with it. Because at one point, Chris's like, hey, Angus, move out of the way. I go, no, you leave Angus alone. I'm a dog guy. I'm a dog, and I'm training you. The dog stays. The dog gets to do whatever he wants to, and you guys got to deal with it. You know, if he gets underneath you, you got a whole plank until he moves or whatever. But, you know, so again, I got to watch a dog, this little puppy run around with all this energy and started doing zoomies and the Christmas vibe in the house. I could feel that, and the love between the father and son. I could feel that, and then I could tell that Ben was proud of his father. Like, he saw his father, you know, the newer version, and he knows that that's what my father did. Look what my father just taught me. If I get knocked on my ass, I'm going to remember, what did my father do when life kicked him in the groin? You know, did he give up and pout and cry and, you know, you know, say, you know, sit in the I'm a victim chair? No. It's like, on me, what am I going to do? I'm call Tom, start working out, eat better, lose weight. Boom. Love that story. Love to be a part of that story. All right. Oh, so again, I got a cool note, this woman who had shared my podcast. And she just wrote, she said, this is one of the best podcasts for like personal help or personal growth, something like that. And I was like, and I don't get any of like, I don't never really see those ever. And then some woman said, oh, you know, on her page was like, oh, I have to check this out. And this woman who posted it named Tracy, she's like, yes, he's the best. I've listened to him for years. And it was just this moment where it was like, that's all I needed to hear. That was just so wonderful. Like, I just, and did it just like immediately filled my cup. And in my head, I was like, I keep talking about these really, really cool moments. I'm like, that was a really cool moment. Like, I don't, you know, I'm honest. I don't get a lot of those. And I'm like, that was a cool moment. And later that day, I text Mandy just to say, hey, you know, yesterday was super dope, but, you know, to share, witness, experience that moment with Chris and Ben was super special. And I get this text back, which again, like, I'm just so thankful. Again, to me, like, this was yesterday. It wasn't this great Thanksgiving moment. It had nothing to do with Thanksgiving at all, but it was about being thankful. I expressed my gratitude. And she replied, this text filled my heart with joy. Thank you so much for sharing. We all consider ourselves so lucky to have stumbled upon you and synced our journey up with you in Zen. Please know that we all consider you a part of our family and recognize that we wouldn't be the family we are without you. You have had a direct hand in helping Chris and I to raise our kids, and we can see the impact that you have had on them, making them kinder, more grateful, and didn't hit me like that the first time, but I don't know, it really hit me now. Making them kinder, more grateful, and respectful of their bodies. I am certain that it is because of you that Ben even knows where the gym is at college. Ha. You did that for him. Okay. Suck it up, Tom. You did that for him at a time when he was pretty low. You showed him that even though he didn't believe it, he was worth it, and gave him the confidence to start believing and caring for himself. You have done the same for Mary and Chris, and even for me. I feel so blessed to be a part of your journey, and I'm thrilled that you're in our life. I think this is really what a family is supposed to be. People who love each other, respect each other, and lift each other up. People who shine their light in the dark places for others when others don't think they can do it for themselves. And now he's posting these little things, 10 seconds of Zen, and these always be of nature. And then recently, Lost Zen's account, so now just once in a while I'll post something about Zen on my Instagram. And I'm like, I started going, I'll just post something about Zen and call it 10 seconds of Zen, pun intended. And that's actually how Mandy discovered me, when she saw my 10 seconds of Zen on Instagram and started following my Instagram, and then, talked about my podcast, and she got connected with that. So look at what your 10 seconds of Zen gave to all of us. You are amazing. And it just, well, obviously you can tell, just, I was like, you know, I had that other feel-good moment, and then I got that feel-good moment, and, you know, client that reached out of nowhere, and all the love and support and, you know, unconditional love I got after, you know, the second knee surgery and the first knee surgery. And again, I just sit here and I'm like, I'm so overwhelmed in the best way. And, you know, this is one of the things I keep saying to everybody, strangers, when I run into them, you know, I go, if, and this is a quote I heard and loved, if you want to have impact the world, be the best version of you. And I'm like, I can do that. It's like, if you want to impact the world, you know, go to Ukraine, you know, go to Gaza. It's like, really? You want to affect global warming? You know, this is what you're going to have. It's like, I can't affect any of that stuff. I have no power over any of that. And I can sit here and bum out and feel helpless and focus on how bad the world is, option A, or I can be the best version of me, which I've done. Which I'm, again, when I'm going 50 to 58, this podcast 9 years ago, here's the work I've done. Listen, you know, I'm not trying to wow anybody. I'm just sharing you my journey, hoping that you can pick something up that resonates with you, that you can apply to your path, and then, you know, get the fruits of the of your labor like I did. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of thing is, you know, do your thing your way. Don't do me. Don't copy me. Don't, you know, again, just, you know, whatever you can take, you know, whatever little nugget, and you can apply it, you know, personally to your specific journey. And then you go, oh, that's my time and energy placed into something that serves me. Now I feel better. Now we're aligned. Now it's like, okay, now you're doing what I would want you to do. become a better you. So this is the again, that thought of you didn't get that, then went into this other cloud, which again I love, because it was this thought going, I thought about what I didn't have, you know, a relationship with my father like that. And then I went, and then I thought about what I didn't have. Like, I didn't have the challenges of living in Ukraine. I didn't have any challenges being bombed like people in Gaza. And I was like, you know, again, I didn't feel any of it. It was just this cloud that passed. But I loved it, that it was like, I didn't have to go, okay, use your tools. You're focusing on this bad thing. All right, that's good. You're aware. And now it's affecting you. Okay, try tool number one. All right. All right, try number two. That was my past. That was definitely, I remember getting up and the problem being in my head and going to the puppy park and the problem being in my head and me walking, you know, three times around the puppy park and going, oh wow, I feel better. Why? Which tool works? Like, none. I just became aware that I've done all these things to try to get this stuff out of my head, and it's been really hard, but I'm like, I didn't even know it was possible. I didn't ever pursue trying to do it, and oh my goodness, how hard it is, but I'm like, I'm actually doing it, and I did it. So I was like, I got up and did this. I did this. I thought this. I came here. I did that. Like, I've never done that. I've never been that version of me. And then that's what made me feel good. I'm like, oh, so if I just put effort, I'm like, again, these little light bulb moments that became breadcrumbs, that became little truths that I would find that I knew that were kind of helping me lead me down around the right direction. So again, what if it was like that? Well, it wasn't. And if you want it different, you could be living in Ukraine. Okay, I'm good here. And Moshe told me this. There's a bunch of professional basketball players. I think it was something like that, but sitting around a table playing cards. And it's like, okay, everybody push your problems into the center of the table. And then let's see who takes whose problems back. And everybody reaches out and takes their own problems back. I don't want anybody else's problems. I'm totally fine with mine. And again, these things I'm sharing today, these are things I'm doing. Like, it's not hard right now to be me. I'm doing it. And that's where I'm going. You know, this is sustainable. You know, again, I haven't, gained this great relationship, this great family, this, you know, newfound business, this, oh my God, it became rich. Oh, there's no, you know, money problems for me. I got to, you know, think, no, none of that. I just like what's going on in my head because I'm controlling the space between my ears and I'm the recipient of that effort, the sole recipient of the effort. Like, this is amazing how I was the first 50 years and then who I became in the last 8. Like, dude, I won. Like, I'm good. I'm not, if I can only just won't, like, nah, I did this. I achieved this. I'm good. That's what I'm selling. That's what I'm selling. And here's the last couple notes. You know, I talk about this and I'm better and I'm better and I'm better. And I'm like, you know, what it allows me is the greatest thing in the world. And that's to enjoy Zen. Like, I'm so aware he's getting older. And I'm so aware, you know, he got a second knee surgery. And I'm so aware how good he recovered. And I'm so aware how well he's doing. Like, if he would have got this at like 12, two knee surgeries, who knows how he would have recovered. But I'm like, he's moving better than before the knee surgeries. You know, he's getting his little gait back and he's a little bit more in. Now he's sleeping more because he's obviously getting older. But, and just we cuddle and we're aligned and on the same page. And I kid you not, like, if we're walking, park the car or walking through, he always legs downstairs. I come up the stairs. I get like probably in the apartment before he's even going up the stairs. Now, like, I totally trust him. He can take his time. Only dog left at the, you know, complex. You know, he's kind of walks around like a lion and everybody knows him and leaves him alone. And, you know, he's just kind of like, you know, it's his little area. So he comes up on top and he's got the blanket and he sits on the other side where there's shade and he's got different areas where he'll sit depending upon the weather or how he's feeling. And I drop everything inside, kind of unload, and I go outside and I'm like, are you hungry? And he kind of does this little tweak. And I'm like, that means he's hungry, but I know what he wants to eat. So I used to make him this turkey, ground turkey and rice and salmon, and I turned it into ground hamburger. rice and salmon, and just like, oh my God, like it's the, he loves it. Like I can tell that he likes it more than the turkey. Love the turkey one, but I can just tell he likes it better. So I'm like, okay, that's what I'll make you. So he's sitting there and I go, do you want hamburger and rice? And he just totally starts getting up. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to make it. Do you want to wait outside while I make it? And he just lays back down. I walk back in the house and I'm walking back in the house and I'm like, total conversation. Told me what he wanted. I said, I'm going to go make it because he knows how long it takes. I had to, you know, heat the rice up. If unless I have to make it, then it takes longer. But I you know, put the grill, you know, the hamburger, you know, in a frying pan, you know, so it takes a minute to do it. And then he literally, and I'm like, I just had that conversation. I just told my dog, going, hey, I'm going to make that meal. You go ahead and sit outside and I'll let you know when it's done. And he totally understood it. And then I get done and I set it right outside the kitchen where I always do. And I walk to the door because I have a little towel I wipe his feet with. Snap my fingers once. He comes running. I clean his feet. He runs in. And it's like, there was nothing that either one of us didn't understand. Like that was, he understood all of that. And I mean, that's common. Like just throughout the day, I'm like, hey, da 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 da. Okay, so that, all right, you wanna? Hey, do you wanna da 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 da? Like this, throughout the day, and I'm like, there's nothing I enjoy more. Like just these little things. Like he gets some food in the morning, he gets a treat, and then he gets a food in the afternoon, and he gets a treat. The treat in the afternoon is this dog biscuit, like shaped like a bone. He loves those. And one day, this is probably a couple years ago now, but I would give him the bone and I would go into the bathroom. And I'm like, let me just, because it gets little crumbles everywhere, little bits and pieces. So I'm like, let me just put down a towel. So he'd always kind of like wait to chew it. And I'm like, that's kind of cool. Or he'll totally wait. I'll bring the towel down and let down. So one day I go get the towel and I come out and he's standing at the door. And I'm like, you know, he goes to the door. He goes, I want to go outside. But he's never taken his treat outside. I'm like, all right. So that now became his thing. Well, now if I just kind of leave the door a little open, more open, you know, in the summer, letting, you know, the breeze in and stuff. And I'll be in the kitchen and I'll give him that dog biscuit. And he'll just go just galloping right through the living room, right out the door. you know, I don't got to ask. I'm going outside to eat. And I just laugh every time. Every time he does it, I laugh. And I'm like, that just means I'm in a good place. That just means I'm present. That just means I'm enjoying this whole thing. Whatever that moment offers, I'm getting it all. I'm just like a, you know, pig in mud, just rolling around in that moment. And the other thing, the first meal I give him like five little bits of a treat. But they're like, you know, like a chunk size, so I break it in half. And I make him wait in the kitchen. So I get like five or six pieces, I break them in half, so I got like 10 or 12 pieces. And I make him wait in the kitchen. And I just go, Zan, come here. And I go, stay. And he sits down. And he knows exactly what happens. So I go around the apartment. And I kind of plant him in little nooks and cracks and crannies. And then I snap my fingers. And he comes running. And every time I snap my fingers, he comes running. I just love it. Because I guess I started inventing. And I'd put some here. And he'd take them. And then I'd go back to where he was. And I'd add some more. So it becomes this kind of game. And I'm like, the favorite moment of my day is hiding those treats and watching him find them. And I'm like, why is that in my head? Because there's nothing else in my head. That's victory. That is worth every bad moment, every uncomfortable moment, every embarrassing moment, every uncomfortable time I've ever asked myself why. Because I get hit here and sit here and share with you, honestly, openly, sincerely, that I love and appreciate what I have. And what happens in my life, I love and appreciate. And it's not about anything external. Last one. So there's a documentary I watched a long time ago called Hiro, H-I-R-O, Love Sushi. It's about this dude who worked in the same sushi restaurant in a subway, like one floor down, underground, in, I think it was Japan. Number one sushi restaurant in the world. I'm like, you're kidding me. Like underground? You know, like what? This dude got up, pretty much put the same clothes on, got on the same train, went to the same place, and made sushi for like 70 years. Every day. The same thing. And at the end, he was the greatest there was, and all he was trying to do was get better. Like, oh, that guy has a better palate than me. I wish I had his palate and I could make it. I was like, and I never really watched what exactly went into like the rice preparation and getting rice and what rice and how to, and like it was, again, that masterful level of artistry of like, okay, this dude's an artist with sushi. And I thought like, yeah, but who's going to do that? Like the same thing every day in and out. And it's like more and more, I was like, well, it's the Sisyphus. It's like the same stone every day. You got to push up and find why and da 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 da. And I had even, you know, thought of doing a podcast again called Groundhog's Day because I started thinking about that. And I'm like, I think I've already done one. And I'm like, it was about this, me watching it how many years later. And I go, oh, I thought about it totally different. It affected me totally different. And now I was like, I mean, that's really what I'm kind of living. Like, there's so many times with a client, I'm like, what day is it? I'm like, I don't care. I just, they don't, like, oh, Wednesday is Monday, is what Friday is. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh, it's this month. It doesn't matter. Like, month, date, year, date, none of that matters to me. It just, you know, I get up and there's no alarm. And, you know, daylight savings time, killing Zen and I, neither one of us has switched yet. We would get up between 5 and 5:30. Now we get up between 4 and 4:30. And for a little bit, it was kind of a struggle. And I'm like, just stay up. And I just come back and meditate and journal. And like, I don't know, I'm getting into this groove and it's feeling good. I have this purpose and it's quiet. And I'm like, okay, now we come back from that and Zen's, you know, sleeps right away. So I'm like, that's my time to do this, this, and this. And I'm getting kind of more organized. So it's like 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm kind of done with the day and I feel great. And the challenge is like, well, now getting through the rest of that day, because like, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 o'clock, I'll start getting really tired mentally, physically. And I'm like, I don't really want to read. I don't want to watch TV. I don't want to, like, I'm tired. I'm like, I'm not tired enough to sleep. So it's like, I'm still kind of trying to figure that out. But the 4 to 10 is, it's the best times of my life right now. Like, I everything about it is in my control. What I'm doing serves me. And I started calling it like the golden morning. So, like, work on the solid day. And I'm like, now it's like this golden morning. I just feel good. But I'm like, it's always the same. And I'm like, and I enjoy it. And I appreciate it. And I'm thankful. So, as I began this podcast, hour and 13 minutes ago, gotta check it's recording still, I began it with, this is why I started, this is the idea I had 9 years ago today. I'm thankful a lot. Fast forward 9 years, that's really paid off for me. Come to my well, buy the water I sell, and it's free. Power of gratitude. Always be thankful, because you're worth it. Hello, and welcome to your Pro You moment. As always, stoked that you're here. Let us begin to control that which we can. Seated on the floor, legs folded if you can, eyes closed, neutral neck, shoulders over the hips, navel tucked into the spine. Draw the inhale through the nose. Exhale out the mouth. We'll slow that breath down. We'll stay in control of it. To stay in control of it, we're going to have to keep our mind connected to that bodily flow, which connects the mind and body, which keeps us present. If anything enters the space between your ears and disrupts that flow, kindly, calmly ask it to leave. Return to your breath. Do that to the best of your ability for 180 seconds. I will let you know when time is up. You may begin now. Well done. Bravo. The key right there. Little things done consistently. That's, you know, was part of the formula of being thankful. I'm going to be thankful every day. It started on the first day of being in this apartment 10 years ago. I remember the first day. And I remember going, wow. This quiet is overwhelming. It's, you know, me, empty apartment, bare walls, boxes, you know, TV not hooked up, couch. Just that alone, like hugely alone for the first time in forever. And yet, in that moment, there was this little part of me that was like, yeah, but I'm thankful for this, which was kind of being away from her. Like, I didn't want to leave, but I was glad I was kicked out in a sense. Because it was just, again, there was a little bit of like, but the noise that she made was gone. So although it was like a ton of quiet, too much quiet, there was part of that quiet that I enjoyed. You know, there was no dad telling me I was bad. There's no girlfriend, no wife, critiquing me, judging me. And it, again, I back now, looking back, I'm like, yeah, that's where this whole thing started. I'm like, okay, now what? You're 48 and you just do not have a whole lot to feel good about. You're not impressive to yourself at all. And you just thought, oh, as the older you got, the better you'd become. And that did not happen. You feel more lost right now than ever before. What are you going to do? Well, that's 10 years ago. Last nine, I've recorded. You can listen and find out exactly how I got here. That's what I'm, like, proud of. Like, I had the, for some reason, let me start recording this. Who knows where it's going to go? You know, started with the dude, and then the dude was gone, and I had guests, and it's like, no guests. I'm like, what am I going to do? And I'm like, I guess I could just share my journey, like, my experience. I mean, I can do that. Like, maybe that'll be enough. Maybe that'll affect people. Maybe that'll help someone. And here we are. Peace and God bless.